This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 8-9 game in Raleigh. The two-time defending national champs, UConn, leading the country in blocks per game. And they will face Oklahoma, who went 13-0 in non-conference play.
Yeah, and including winning the battle for Atlantis. That was the team that was supposedly on the bubble. How about a number 9 seed for the Sooners? SEC, SEC, SEC.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Ah, what a delight. Always fun to talk to Porter Moser. We have taken him in our bracket. We're getting the three-peat out immediately.
Go away, UConn.
And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Porter, good morning. How are you?
Man, boys, Molly and David, good to hear from you guys. And you're the only media people in the country that picked the Sooners, first of all.
Looking like that.
I love the loyalty. I love the loyalty.
Well, we'll always be loyal to you because we were both there at the Final Four. We talked about it this morning. Always think about that this time of year, Porter. What a great, wonderful thing that happened with you taking the Ramblers to the Final Four. Thanks again for that. And things going well in Oklahoma. It was touch and go there. You took care of Georgia. Watched that game. Felt like I was boiling water and, you know, getting ready for any kind of emergency surgery needed. You got it done. You get into the tournament, and now you're rewarded by facing one of the team that has been the team to beat the last couple years, and obviously not since John Wooden have we seen a three-peat. So. I'm sure you're fired up. I'm sure you got them prepared.
Well, Molly, first of all, that thanks for saying about the Loyola. That was so fun with the city of Chicago. That'll be a memory that I'll just that whole 4 or 5 year stretch.
Yeah,
because the city of Chicago is such a great sports town. But this team right here, I don't know if I've ever had a team that's had to be more resilient than this team. You know, we start out 13-0. We got a dynamic young Chicago kid and Jeremiah Fears, who reclassified up, and we got off to a great start, and then we hit a complete buzzsaw in the SEC, and we just kept on. We lost like 4 games at the buzzer, and every game seemed to be coming down to it, and we fought through hard. And that's the life lesson I keep talking to this team about, is fighting through hard. And we had to fight through hard and come together and really rallied. We beat number 15 Missouri. We had to go to Texas and win at Texas in a rivalry game and then in an SEC tournament. So it's been a grind, but this team has been resilient of bouncing back.
How did you build that belief, Porter, that I think became so easy to understand here for people that remember how you coached Loyola to the Final Four and then did it again and went back to the tournament? Because you started 13-0, you went through some tough times, and you know what? I feel like and you can speak to it better than we can. From the outside looking in, there was a sense of urgency for you to do what you just did 365 days ago, I think, or a year ago when you got, you know, kind of on the bubble and did not get in. That increased the pressure that you faced going into this season. How did you handle that and get them to believe that this was possible?
David, first of all, great question, because it's strictly my foundation of faith. 365 days ago might have been one of the worst days of my professional career. You know, we were clearly in almost like a 10 line, and there was five bids deals that day. Five tournaments went to a bids deal. This year there was zero. 2 years ago there was zero. Last year five. And to sit there, go from like you're clearly in to all of a sudden you're the last one out, was devastating. But this whole process of the year of your faith, of just staying true to, like, there's a plan. God's got a plan. It's been my foundation of getting through it. In terms of this team, and I've always believed that leadership is a transfer of belief, and that's been a foundation of me, of creating a vision. And we did that at Loyola. And that's what, I swear to God, our guys probably thought I was Groundhog Day, Bill Murray hitting the alarm clock every morning, because every day in the locker room, I'm like, you guys, there's a path. There is a path. We get beat on the last second shot. It's just devastating. There's a path. We got to believe. And I just think it's a leadership to transfer belief and creating a vision. And to these guys' credit, I mean, no matter what the distractions were or outside noise, every day our practices were like resilient, coming through, high energy. And that starts with our coaching staff every day, bringing it and creating that vision of belief that we're going to fight through hard.
I'm curious, what was it like coming into the SEC? And did you have any idea how good this conference was going to be? 14 teams in the NCAA tournament. It is, you know, we're talking about it. They made a real effort to make sure that all the SEC teams aren't playing each other immediately. So it's the whole tournament. I mean, the domination of the conference this year is pretty extraordinary.
It's been unbelievable. But I will say this: I'm like the good luck charm. My first 3 years here, the Big 12 was ranked number one. It's been a monster. But this offseason, we just kind of saw it with the SEC, with the way the NIL and the portal is. And we just saw the rosters being created, and everyone was just scratching their head that kind of knew what was coming. But when you got into it, it's just – and that's the thing that I had to really keep the guys on track with, because you lose three or four in a row, and you just got to keep believing. But those three or four in a row might be at Florida, at Alabama, at Auburn, at Missouri. Like, we did all those. And not a lot of people would come out of that thing alive. And that's something. But this SEC, it's been all 4 years I've been in Oklahoma, we've been in the number one basketball conference, three in the Big 12, and this year in the SEC. But the length, athleticism, for those people that are doing brackets, you're going to see some teams out there that are just really, really poised that can make a deep run.
You mentioned the job that Jeremiah Fierce has done for you this year. He comes from Joliet West, so you know this area very well, Porter. But you also, I think, was important, and you can talk about this a little bit. Retaining your own guys is such a vital thing that coaches have to do nowadays. And Jalen Moore was somebody that was thinking about going pro, and he worked out. Didn't he try out for a couple of these camps? And then he finally decided to come back to make a run. And he wanted to make a run to experience what you're going through this week. He wanted to get to the tournament. And that was when you knew that this was going to be something that you could attain this year, because he was coming back. You knew what the recruiting class was going to look like, and it was all going to come together.
Well, the retention is everything I've been about. Like, you know, at Loyola, almost every single year, we took a transfer, sat him out, like he had to sit out, and we developed him. Going back from Milton Doyle to Clayton Custer, to Marcus Towns, to Tate Hall, to Braden Norris. Every one of those guys were transfers. Here, Ugwak. Every one sat out, and all of them became All-League or Player of the Year. And now it's the reality of you don't have that. So retention now also has to do with NIL. The two of the best transfers in the country right now were starters for me my freshman and sophomore year. Otega Uwe at Kentucky and Milo Zuzan at Houston. It's just, the retention of NIL now becomes paramount. And so one of the things, Jalen Moore went to put his name in the draft. He was down training in Miami. And those other two kids, the guys transferred, announced they went in the portal. And I went down and had took Jalen to eat. We sat there. And he's like, "Coach, I'm in. I'm coming back. But we got it. Like, we got to get to the tournament." I'm like, "Trust me. I know you're a key part of this. Showed the vision." And then we got some key pieces in recruiting this young freshman, Jeremiah. You know, we didn't know we were going to have him until August. And when he decided to reclass, it was we went all in. And but he was a 17-year-old. But his growth this year has been unbelievable. He's so positionally sized, 6'4" point guard. He's dynamic. But still, you're going into the SEC with the young man that got on campus at 17. And that also in alone is a huge story, because all the SEC point guards seem to be fourth and fifth year seniors. And but the group in a whole has really been resilient, fighting through this thing and this monster of a league. And we're ready to go, man. We are ready to go compete in this tournament.
Yeah, I love it. Porter, when you think about the changes that you've seen as a head coach, and I'm saying, you know, as we all know, there have been a lot of like big time coaches who have walked away because it's just turned into a different job. You know, I talked to a professional coach who used to coach in college, and he said he talks to everybody and they tell him it's a different league. Everything you're doing is different than it was before. How have you managed to make that transition? How difficult has that part of it been?
It's really difficult because you have to have NIL money. Like old school recruiting, like I'm still about like my non-negotiables of character, toughness, skill, all those things, winning, getting winners. Those are all still paramount in what I recruit. But at the end of the day, you have to have NIL money at this level. You have to. And I tell you what, it trickles down at all levels. At all levels, because everything trickles down. And everybody, there's just no question. There's a reason why the Montreal Expos folded, you know, and the Yankees and the Red Sox are killing it, you know. You just have to have it. It's you have to adjust to it. You've got to get ahead of the curve with your university and the business model, but it's paramount, and it's completely different. For the 28 years I did before this, the last 4 years, it was completely different than it is now. But it doesn't mean it doesn't have to be great. I still absolutely, I mean, the time spent with these guys, like I still do it for the right reasons, to impact young guys, to compete and get them to a certain level. Those reasons haven't changed for me. It's just how I get there with this NIL is just completely different.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Different.
Porter, we're not surprised at all to hear you fighting a little bit of laryngitis this week, probably doing a lot of talking after a really long season. And just curious.
This has been like this since January.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody's shocked there either. Personally, how have you handled this year and just being the coach at Oklahoma? Because you've gone from, let's face it, after losing to LSU, you're probably a little bit on the hot seat. And now you're again in a familiar territory as maybe a hot candidate,
yeah,
if you pay attention to some reports. Yeah. So how do you handle the ups and downs, and how has that been in Norman, away from Chicago, away from maybe the comfort zone of your hometown, and handling things as a head coach at Oklahoma?
Family and faith, my brothers. Family and faith. You know, the people that, you know, I always had someone told me when I was younger, you know, don't listen to somebody who you wouldn't ask advice from. You know, so
yeah,
there's so many noises in this day and age with social media and everything. So don't listen to any noise that you wouldn't ask their advice from. And for me, my faith, you know, every day is the foundation. My family, that's what matters. And that's what, you know, just realizing God's got a plan for you and stick true to who you are. And I kept on saying, I remember after the LSU game, I was reflecting in morning quiet time. And I literally said, all right, the plan's going to be that our story is going to be of resiliency. Like, I don't know what just happened. We just blew that lead at the LSU game. I don't know what, but there's a reason and our storyline. And you have to have that kind of faith, self-talk to grind through some things. And then stay grounded. I've been through ups and downs in my whole career. And you just want to stay grounded and don't forget the reasons why you do it. My whole basis is of, you know, how you think is how you feel, your energy level. And that gets me through as a leader. But family and faith, no doubt about it.
You know, it's interesting because obviously when you start talking about different teams in the conference, a lot of it comes down to matchups and teams that you match up well with and teams you just don't match up with. It's just the reality of it. We know that Auburn is the number one seed in the tournament. We know that. What is their average age? They're like a professional team. They're not college kids. You know, they got a lot of age on them. Which team is the best in your conference? And a lot of people really are in love with Florida right now because guards going into the tournament. You obviously have the Auburn Alabama thing. You got Tennessee is well thought of. You've got five or six teams that a lot of different people are picking to win the tournament. But was there one team that you think stands out? Is there one team that you didn't match up with as you did with others? What's your take on just the conference strength at the top?
Yeah, Molly. The conference strength at the top is daunting. And I really think there's you just hit them all. I just think Florida and Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee and Missouri, those schools are really poised, positionally sized. I mean, when you get up against Alabama, you're sitting there, you got an All-American point guard, and then you're like 6'11", 6'11", 6'9", at your 5'4" and 5'3".
Wow.
And then, you know, and then you see Auburn is the same thing. Johnny Broome, first-team All-American, big man. They're 6'11", 6'10", 6'8", 6'7". The positional size and athleticism in the SEC is different, but those schools. But I got to share a story with you guys because you just mentioned the number one seed, and I just brought up Mullion Haw in an interview down here in Oklahoma because they were asking me about the 8-9 seed. And I'm like, man, last time I was an 8-9 seed, I got on the Score radio with these guys, and all they wanted to talk about was the second matchup between Illinois and Loyola. And I'm like, man, I'm sitting here. I go, we got to play Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech just won the ACC tournament. And you guys baited me like a teenager trying to find out who you're taking to the prom. Hey, what do you guys think about the other? Do you remember you guys?
Yes, 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 yes. And you beat
like,
them.
We've got to beat Georgia Tech before we get to Illinois. And because that 8-9 seed, because you know you got that one looming. And we just told the story. I'll never forget the pressure of everybody saw Illinois in that second line. You're like, man, Georgia Tech, we got to get Georgia Tech first.
And I said this morning, Porter, recalling that season, that was as good of a coaching job as you did when he took the team to the Final Four. That year was just as special as – not as special, you didn't go as far, but certainly it reflected just the kind of hold that you had and control you had over that team.
Well, it's players, man. We just – you got to have players. You got to have culture, character. We just – those guys, you know, special guys.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stood out about that year, though, the first one, was the idea that every time you needed a shot, didn't matter if it was half court or if it was from 30 feet, it just went in. I mean, you hit so many buzzer beaters from so many different people. That was like, holy God, you want to talk about cardiac kids. That was extraordinary.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
The shot goes in, you're a good coach.
Yep.
You're a genius.
You're a legend.
That's right. Oh, man.
That's
you're
right.
Exactly.
Speaking of coaches, Porter, so have you coached against Danny Hurley before? And if you have, are those games a little bit louder than most?
The answer is no, I haven't. I've never played UConn in my career and haven't coached against Danny. But he's obviously intense, and his team's reflective. They play so hard. And the thing when you watch UConn is they just have the most elite offensive movement. They never stop moving. They'll run three or four actions in one possession. And you saw last year they went through that tournament, and they won every game by double digits. And you talk to everyone in the Big East, and they'll refer to it as, because they almost seem unguardable, because their movement is so elite. So he does a great job, obviously, and he's intense, and his teams reflect it, and they play so hard and tough.
Yeah, they've had their run. I think we've decided it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
If you're looking, who do you like in that second round? No. See, now here I go again.
You guys couldn't help it, right?
Couldn't help it. So, Porter, before we let you go, though, got to know, ask you a serious question. How do you feel about the Cubs starting 0-2?
We're okay.
Okay.
I mean, we face some tough pitchers but we're okay. I really love this. Obviously, I'm like this with the beginning of every year with all my teams, the Bears, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks, and the Cubbies. And the thing about it is, I really like this team. It's two games. It's over there. We face elite pitching. I can't wait to the portal season's over, because once this regular season gets over, it's not like the old days. I got to go to portal season. And once that roster's set, man, I can't wait to be in Wrigley with everyone there in Wrigley shooting on our Cubbies.
Drew won yesterday night in San Jose, right? San Jose State. Mm-hmm. I taped the game. I couldn't stay up for it because I think it started at like 10 o'clock. But I will maybe peek in on it today. Good for him. The program is living pretty well. You did a great job of getting him up and running, and I know you guys are in touch, so it was good to see that for him.
We spoke in California tonight. We spoke all season, and I'm so fired up. I love watching that team. They're tough as nails, too, and I just it's tough to get opportunities and scheduling to get at-large bids. But, man, Drew has got – I mean, every time I watch him, I'm like, they're playing hard as heck, the right way. I mean, he's doing a phenomenal job, and it's so fun to see that Loyola program still take off.
Hey, we're going to be cheering for you. You know that. We are always eternally grateful for everything you did here in Chicago, as are all Chicagoans, at least those on the north side. All Chicagoans.
All over. Best of luck, Porter.
Yeah, great stuff.
Go Sooners.
Hey, great talking to you guys. Take care, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, that is Porter Moser. The hometown loves him. The hometown loves him, and now he's well-loved in Norman, too.
Again.
Yes, let's see him get through. I mean, this is the problem, is if they do beat UConn, you know who they face.
Yeah.
Florida,
tough matchup.
So they're going
to 8:25 Friday night.
Blow up our brackets.
They will,
but
your brackets.
We'll be cheering for him anyway. Okay. Don't you have Florida
Oklahoma.
Losing to St. John's?
I got Florida losing to St. John's.
Yeah. All right, okay. Go Florida. Go Oklahoma.
Yeah.
What a great guy, good man, and great to talk to him.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.